Now, so let's talk about knowing your budget. Now, a lot of times, I hear a lot of people say, oh, he's not doing it well, so my husband is not good in bed. And the first question, especially women, the first question I ask is, how much of your body do you know? How much of your body do you know? Now, please note, a lot of men, I can tell you 99.9 men know their penis at the back, like the back of their hand. Why? Because even as a child, all they do is put their hand in their penis. See, men have felt their penis for over 100 times. They put their penis when they're peeing, they're holding it, right? When they wake up in the morning, some people cannot even walk 5 minutes without putting your hand inside their trousers. You have some men, married men, they will sit and wear boxers, their hand is inside their boxers. You have some boys, they're on the road, their hand is inside their boxers. Men are most times bound to touch their penis because every time they feel it, so they understand how it feels. They understand the length, they understand the texture, they understand the feel of their penis. But hey, it's not the same thing with a woman. It's hard for a woman to just sit down and put her hand inside her vagina, right? It is very, very, it's even awkward. Like, how can you just sit down and put your hand inside your panties? Like, it's disgusting, right? And so society has made our body so, how would I put that? Society has made us feel like our body is not ours anymore. Our body belongs to somebody else. But for crying out loud, this is your body. So to every woman, you don't know your vulva. You don't know where your vagina is. Yes, a lot of people call the vulva the vagina. It's not the vagina. The vulva is different from vagina. So if you don't know, that is a homework for you. Go and do that. And if you have a school that is teaching your children, oh, boys have penis, girls have vagina, auntie, remove your child from that school. They don't even understand the part of the body. It's even easier and more classy to call vulva than call the vagina, right? So I'm not going to tell you, I really feel like telling you what it is, but let that be your homework. Go and do, go and find out what the vulva is and how it's different from the vagina. So the parts a woman needs to know is the vulva, the vagina, the G-spot, the clitoris, the labia, majora, minora. You need to know how your... Another question, how many of you actually know the color of your vulva? How many of you know the color? So the married women, even your husband knows the color more than your husband knows your vulva, knows your vagina more than you, because you don't even have time to check it. You don't know what you carry, right? And so when you don't know your body, you don't know what... So that also takes me to the powerhouse. What part of your body turns you on? Is it your clitoris? Is it your nipple? Right? There are 10 types of orgasm. Which of this orgasm, which of your powerhouse will give you which orgasm? When you don't know your body, I hear a lot of people say, don't masturbate, don't masturbate. Yes, well, yes and no. To everyone his own, right? But the first rule of understanding your body is being sexual about your body. And so when people who are religious say do not masturbate, I ask questions about, what about masturbating in front of your husband? He's riding you, he's actually fucking you, and your hands and your clitoris touching your clitoris. That is masturbation. Don't be deceived. It doesn't mean when you lock yourself in the bathroom you can masturbate while you're having sex. You need to know your body. You need to know what part turns you on. Is it my nipple that makes me go crazy? Is it my clitoris? Is it my labia minora? Because that clitoris you call is just 1/10. It's lower than 1/10 of your clitoris. Your clitoris is actually all around your vulva. So that part you see is like when you put your head outside the window and you stay on the fourth floor, you're calling somebody on the ground floor. Hey, Bola, come here. Bola, I need you upstairs here. Bola can only see your head, and that's your clitoris. You see your back, your legs, your hands are in the house, and Bola can't see. That is how big and how long your clitoris is. So to all of you deceiving yourself that, oh, my clitoris, this way, I've been circumcised, I can't get an orgasm, they have deceived you. Me, Soul Spice Hannah Jonathan, I was circumcised and I get my orgasm and I get squirt multiple times. So let that be your take home. So all of you believe that I cannot have an orgasm because I've been circumcised, you know, they have lied to you. Thank you.